Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. In 1952, Dr. Edward Young, a distinguished American Hebrew scholar, wrote an outstanding book with the title, My Servants, the Prophets. The book was published by William B. Erdman's Publishing Company and has become a classic on that topic. Dr. Young dedicated the book to his wife, and on the same page as the dedication were these words from Jeremiah 7:25. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt unto this day, I have even sent unto you all my servants the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Dr. Young's book has been of enormous value to me since I bought it in 1954. These words from Jeremiah 7:25 tell us how concerned God was for the welfare of His people. He wanted them to have the guidance and comfort that He alone could provide. So He sent among them His servants, the prophets. Long before Jeremiah began his prophetic ministry, God had promised the Israelites, "The Lord your God will raise up unto you a prophet from the midst of you, like unto me, that is, Moses. Unto him shall you hearken, according to all that you desire of the Lord your God in Horeb in the day of assembly, saying, Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not." Deuteronomy 18:15 and 16. The Jews were required to listen to the prophets and to obey their instructions. Deuteronomy 18:19. The only books the Jews possessed were the five books of Moses. The prophets were to interpret and apply the law of Moses, and they were to receive further instructions from the Lord and deliver them to God's people. Men like Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel were courageous men who delivered God's word to the Israelites just as God had given His words to them. They could not add to what He had said, nor could they take from what He had revealed. The words of the prophets were the very words of God Almighty. Maybe the Jews were tired of hearing the stirring messages of the prophets. Or maybe they thought the prophets had taken too much authority on themselves. But whatever the case, the Jews did not hearken unto the Lord, nor incline their ear, but hardened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Jeremiah 7:26. Tragically, the Jews had been guilty of the same indifference and rebellion on many occasions. We may not always be able to discern their reasons for turning their backs on God, but we know they did. We also know how they were punished for doing so. If a man speaks on his own authority, you can either listen or turn a deaf ear. But when he speaks as the Spirit gives him utterance, human beings are not free to accept or to reject. Oh, they can reject God's word if they so desire, but they will have to give an account of their behavior. Paul told the Thessalonians, "And to give relief unto you who are afflicted, and to us as well, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them who know not God, and who obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power." 2 Thessalonians 1, 7-9. Do these verses provide some insight into how important it is for all people to believe the gospel and to obey it? The Jews in Jeremiah's day did not listen. They did not incline their ears. They hardened their neck. They were worse than their fathers. How tragic that people for whom the Lord had done so much would turn their backs on Him and bring destruction on their own heads. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God richly bless you.